This is Ozarks at Large. A mycologist at the University of Arkansas has spent the past 2 years collecting and identifying forest fungi from several Ozark preserves, the first study of its kind. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us inside the lab.
Nawaf Alshamari unlocks the door to the Stevenson Laboratory this afternoon on the fifth floor of the Biological Sciences Department, where he's growing wood decay fungi. Inside are incubation chambers filled with charred forest debris. He's also incubating unburned forest debris to compare fungal growth between the two.
So those generated more than 80 different species of wood decay fungi. Charred wood or charred coarse wood debris just generated 4 different species.
Alshamari, a mycologist, is a visiting scholar from University of Heil, Saudi Arabia. He's recently completed his PhD in biological sciences here, collaborating with UA professor Steve Stevenson, one of the world's leading experts in the field of mycology, the study of fungi and mushrooms.
Many fungi play an essential role in the nature that range from providing food to maintain balance in an ecosystem.
Such fungi break down lignins, bound cells, fibers, and vessels present in trees and woody plants, contributing to nutrient recycling, soil development, as well as the carbon budget of forest environments.
My project is focusing on 3 aspects. So first of all, to describe the wood decay fungi at Northwest Arkansas, so at least to make a baseline for more comprehensive study in the future. So especially wood decay fungi have not yet been collected or scientifically described, and there is a need to ensuring that there is a good representation of all the taxa in Northwest Arkansas.
That's short for taxonomy or classification. Alshamari collected specimens of fungi growing on decaying oak and hickory tree debris from 3 research sites, Pea Ridge National Military Park, Devil's Den State Park, and Buffalo River Park. He first hiked through various forests in the summer of 2017 to document fruiting bodies, that's sprouting fungi, which emerge from dying trees in an array of shapes and colors. He photographed each one, numbered it, removed the fungi with a knife, and transported it back to the lab for DNA extraction, where specimens were dehydrated for storage. He returned to his woodland research site the following winter to gather dead branches, which he brought back to the lab to place in his humidity and temperature-controlled incubation chambers, a novel research method, he says. Some of the chamber-grown fungi, he says, were different from those collected in the field.
After 2 days or 3 days, the fruiting body appeared in the lab. So I collected more than 100 different species of incubation chamber in the lab.
Fungi spores are spread on the wind by animals, blowing leaves and falling limbs, and certain fungi, fruiting bodies, he says, bloom like colorful flowers. He took his research a step further by coordinating with forest managers to gather wood samples before and after prescribed burns, fires purposely set to reduce forest undergrowth and density.
I have to go early in order to collect some coarse wood debris before the prescribed burning conducted, and then waiting after the prescribed burning operation finished, and then collect the charred wood.
He brought the burned material back to his lab for incubation as well to document how fire regimes impact the growth of wood decay fungi.
Surprisingly, the result I got in the lab and under condition control, really significant difference between species I grow in the lab and the species I already collected from the field. I don't know what's the reason, but we have to confirm it in more study about this issue.
The preserved fruits of Alshamari's research will remain at the University of Arkansas Mycology Lab for further study, he says, when he returns home to Saudi Arabia this month, having completed his PhD.
I already collected, identified 271 different species of wood decay fungi, which including 119 genera and 60 families. that will document it or record it for University of Arkansas. And we are looking for more study or comprehensive study to complete that, because it's really this kind of fungi has a good role in the environment.
Nawaf Alshamari's preliminary research was published last autumn in the journal CREAM, Current Research in Environmental and Applied Mycology. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.